Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there's probably few newspapers around the world that haven't carried that picture of Andrew Mountbatten slouching in the back of a car after his release from a police station. Taken by Phil Noble of Reuters, it shows the former prince looking dazed and possibly needing to trim his nose hair. So amid what was no doubt a media scrum, how does a photographer get that shot? Aaron Parfitt is currently camped outside the home of TV reality star Molly May in the hope of getting a picture of her. Good afternoon, Aaron.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, that picture, the picture of Andrew Mountbatten was taken by Phil Noble in Reuters from all the credits. So that means if he was an independent photographer, he probably would have got a load of money for that.
Yeah, what a fabulous picture it was. And certainly, yes, he would have got a lot of money for that picture if he got it exclusive to himself.
Yeah, it's because it seems like he was the only one to get that shot.
That main picture, he did get the shot of him leaving the police station, but he also did get photographs driving back into his house. But the best picture is the picture you've seen of Phil's today all over the world and on the front pages. What a fabulous picture.
Yeah. Now, to get a picture like that, is that luck to a certain extent?
Yes, and also it's working with the news desk. So what would have probably happened yesterday is Phil, the photographer, would have been corresponding with the news desk, trying to track down the police station that Andrew was in, and with a bit of luck would have got the shot. And that's exactly what he did do. Yeah, he managed to just stumble on the right place at the right time.
Yeah, so but apart from being in the right place at the right time, Andrew's in the back of a vehicle, which I assume has darkened windows, so you can't see in. So are you kind of guessing as to what position or where he'll be sitting?
Yes, so it's a case of literally firing off as many frames as you can and just hoping for the best in hope that you've got that shot.
Yeah, and is it like, is there any special technique when you can't see and you're taking a picture through glass to be able to get it better?
No, and a car shot is an absolute nightmare to shoot anyway, so you've just got to do it and hope for the best that you've got it. I'm not great at car shots. They are a nightmare to get, but Phil, he smashed the picture yesterday and he got it bang on. You just hope for the best in that situation. Yeah. It's over and done within seconds.
Yeah, and is it the case that sometimes just using a phone could be better than a professional camera?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. When we was working the Chris Brown case, we had to use an iPhone and we managed to get the picture of Chris Brown with the iPhone, but not on a professional camera.
Okay. And why is that?
I don't know. It's really bizarre because obviously we have high-end expensive camera equipment, but for some reason it doesn't always seem to get the shot, but a simple iPhone can.
Yeah. And when you're in that situation and I assume, I don't know how many other photographers are around you, are you all kind of jockeying for position there as well? Like, can that get a bit rough?
I wouldn't say rough, but yeah, it can be a bit crazy. You've got to just get the spot and hope for the best. Like yesterday with the Prince Andrew situation, I believe there was only around 3 or 4 people there, maybe, as you could see in the video. So there wasn't many people, but with paparazzi scrums, it can get a bit chaotic.
Yeah, but I mean, is it acceptable to elbow each other out of the way, or is there a line there?
Yeah, I'd say it's acceptable if you can get away with it. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, right. Okay, so would you be friends with each other, but you're all competing with each other as well?
Yeah, because everybody works together, although you're not working together, you're just getting that shot. Yeah, you're friends with each other. I'm friends with a lot of paparazzi.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, but if like you barge one of your friends out of the way, they'll go, that's fair enough. They understand.
Yeah, you're all doing the same job at the end of the day. You just want that picture. And whoever gets that picture first and gets it out there will get it used across the world.
Yeah. Now, at the moment you're outside Molly May's house, how long will you stay there for?
I could stay there for a couple of hours. I can leave when I like. We're just hoping to catch a picture of her.
Yeah, and is it you want a picture of her with her bump?
Yeah, that would be a great picture to get. Everyone hopes for that picture. It's a money shot.
Yeah. And so how many other photographers are there right now?
Only two. Just two photographers. We're just hoping to catch her out and about.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And so, if she does emerge from her home, do you follow her down the street, or is it good enough just her coming out of the front door?
Yeah, we would just follow her to see where she goes, maybe to a local shop or a cafe.
Yeah. But a lot of these shots, though, I mean, you're not actually chasing people. A lot of the time, they've told you in advance where they're going to be.
Yeah, most of my work, I can't speak for anyone else, but most of my work is set up with the celebrity or the bars and the agents and the restaurants will ring me and tell me where they're going to be to be photographed.
Yeah, but do they want you to take a photograph that it looks like you just happened upon them rather than they're posing?
Yes, they would. They just want me to capture them going into restaurants. They like it because they like the press attention, or some celebrities want it for the money. It all depends on the situation.
Yeah, okay. And so would that be, if they've arranged it in advance, is it just one shot you'll be, you know, that will be eventually published, or many shots over a period of time?
It would be many shots. So I just photograph them going in, and the papers would pick what they want to use. If they buy one picture, or they might buy the whole set of pictures. It can range from 1 to 50 pictures. It all depends on what the pictures are and what they're doing.
And the people you take pictures of, Aaron, most of the time, yeah, do they mind? Do they accept that just goes with the territory?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've photographed a lot of big names over the years. I've done the job for about 10 years now, so I've photographed plenty of people. But most of the time, celebrities love being photographed.
Yeah. Can it be boring? Because they're kind of standing around for long periods of time.
Yeah, most definitely it can be boring. There's a lot of time where you have to wait around. The weather, like today, it's absolutely chucking it down, so the weather's not great. Standing around in the rain isn't always great, or the snow sometimes. Yeah, it's definitely, it keeps me on my toes, this job.
Yeah, and can it be, but I assume you also have to concentrate. Has it ever happened to you that you were just distracted? You saw, you know, a bird across the street and then you missed the shot you were actually there for?
Yes, all the time. We can sit there and get bored, and then we end up on our phones and we look down and then we look up and the shot's happened. It can happen within a matter of seconds. It can be gone.
Oh, God, that must be frustrating when that happens.
Yeah, it can be a nightmare. We've been working on something today and it has actually happened this morning where we've missed it.
Oh, gosh. Just going back to the Andrew picture, I noticed that there's red eye in it. So that wouldn't have been corrected at all, and why wouldn't they correct it?
It's red eye because it's pitch black and it's the evening, so we have to use flash, and the photographer would have done it on a long lens, so that's why it's red eye. He's not close to Andrew at all in the pictures, so that's why it's red eye, because it's done at night time, so it doesn't help, and it's a car shot. It's a nightmare to do a car shot.
Yeah. So how much longer are you gonna hang out there, Aaron?
I'm not much longer now. I'm going to go and have a look at something else and carry on my day.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, do you have someone else to take pictures of today?
I'm always looking out and about for people day in, day out. It's just a case of who I can see and who I can spot out and about.
Aaron Parfitt, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. And so if you're out and about and a man starts following you with a big camera, that's probably Aaron or one of his colleagues.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.